Welcome back to the Pitch Pod. My name is Joe Janner. With me, as always, my co-host, Jeff Stebbins. Jeff, how you doing?
I am doing well, Joe. Thank you for asking. Just kind of same old, same old. It's, you know, I think it's winter for both of us, even though we're at different locations. So, but doing okay. I appreciate that. Yeah, thank you for asking and excited to talk football.
Yes, and here in the season of important matches and great competitions, I think this is where it really starts heating up with us looking at upcoming match in La Liga, Rayo Vallecano versus Villarreal.
Yeah, I think you said it. It's things are heating up, right? I mean, we got the number 5 team going against the number 6 team very far into the season. They're both playing top notch. I mean, this is what it's all about. And, you know, it's almost split almost even though this is a home match for Real. So I'm excited. And yeah, as far as games go, I think this is definitely the one to focus on for this weekend.
You said it. We're looking at the table. We're looking at the standings here. Villarreal in 5th with 41 points. Rayo Vallecano 6th, 35 points to separate the two. Both have been in really good form. You'll go back even to where, as we're talking yesterday, though, Barcelona was able to beat Rayo Vallecano. I mean, there were a couple of controversial calls in a sense of getting the opportunity. Lewandowski, though, you put him on the penalty spot, he's going to convert, gets a goal to win it. You know, that's a little bit of a knock against them, but nonetheless, these are professional clubs. They know that they are, after as soon as that result is posted, they get a little chance to do analysis. They're already thinking about what they have to do, and that's go out there and compete in the next match. Quick turnaround.
Absolutely. And the fact that they're able to compete with a club like Barcelona and the talent that they have, I think you already mentioned Lewandowski, you know, even despite getting a call against them, unfortunately, is a tribute to the talent that La Liga has, not only in their 1, 2, and 3 spots on the table, but also what we're talking about, number 5 and 6 currently, and trying to work their way up. And yeah, you know, you look at Villarreal and there's a lot to talk about. They have a lot of good things going on with them. But before I kind of give you my analysis of them, Joe, do you mind kind of breaking down Real?
Well, that kind of, you know, again, had been in excellent form with a lot of good results up until yesterday. They have a squad that's competitive. They have an approach that's, you know, lends itself to where they're at. Maybe you could utilize the word or use the word consistency in terms of getting what they need to do, making the most of what they have to work with. I think that's the name of the game. I mean, in terms of footballing, in terms of competitive athletics, in terms of managing athletes and a team, that is, for me at least, what a measure that you could gauge someone's success. How well are they able to make the most of what they have to work with? I think Rayo Vallecano is a class example of that. And it's, in a sense, by then, because of where they stand and what they're doing, sitting at 6. I mean, right now that qualifies them for European club competitions moving forward. I think they'd like to stay there. I think it's going to require them at this phase or this stage of the season to continue to do well. And I think that starts with them getting a result this upcoming match.
Yeah, absolutely. This is a big one for both squads. As I'm looking at Villarreal and kind of breaking down what they're doing and looking at what they need to do to win for this potential matchup, I'm looking at a couple things. So, number one, they like to come out in the same formation, and it works for them. They come out with a 4-back, 4-4-2. Typically, that's what you can expect to see. And again, they are solid defensively, midfield, offensively. This is just a well-put-together total team, and even their substitutions, which they do a lot of throughout the match, you know, those guys coming off the bench are some of their biggest contributors, like Pepe, for example. So, you know, they are not short on talent at all. And I think what's special about this team is that they play well with one another, right? And especially on that left side, right? Cardona, Baena, they're dangerous. when it comes to giving assists. I mean, Banya can score as well. But specifically, they set up their teammates really well on that left-hand side. And if they get it to Perez or Pepe up top, then, you know, there's always a threat of a potential goal happening. So, yeah, I mean, I think what they need to do in this matchup is continue to do what they've been doing. Not try anything different, which I wouldn't expect them to. Just, you know, take advantage of their strengths on that left-hand side, play fast, and get the ball up the field as quickly as they can. You know, I don't think they have to rely on a ton of possession. I don't think they need any big major plays. They just need to continue to do what they've done all season and not lose their heads and get a red card or anything like that. But as long as they do that, I think they have a really good chance to win this game, Joe.
I think that's a good analysis of what they have, what they provide, and what, as an opponent, Real Vallecano's got to consider there. So I think what you would want to, as the opposition, now, it is Real hosting them, so I don't know if that's going to lend itself to them playing different or if in that situation they would change much. It sounds like they've been pretty consistent in terms of what they do, their approach to the game. So, yes, probably not much for changing it. I think maybe the results and the points show that they are a little bit of a better side, but it is important to make note that they are away and that it's going to be probably more pressure on them to get a result than even Ryle, in a sense that they have a spot at fifth that could be solidified with a win, whereas Ryle's still, again, trying to keep within that top six, maybe would be okay even at home, just trying to get a point out of it. I don't think that that's going to be, no one would ever mention that or suggest that, but I think that would be a fair result for them, and it's going to take both maybe doing something special to see one side or the other overcome what I would be looking at as possibly or potentially most likely to happen as a draw.
Yeah, no, I agree. I mean, I think both sides are definitely looking to win and could use the points, but realistically for Villarreal going into their away, I mean, that's not a bad result. I mean, they would take that point and move on. So that could be the most likely outcome. And Joe, is that your official prediction, or are you going to change things up here? Because I'm ready for...
No, well, I mean, you know, there's something special about both these clubs in this stage of the season, as I more or less alluded to early on. So I think you're going to see a really good game. And I think when you see really good competitive games, whereas one is a better side, but I still go back to being the host, having probably a very audacious supporters group that will be there begging and pushing these guys on. I see them winning. I see them winning. Again, it's probably going to take something a little bit special, but they're going to need to score two goals to do so,
yeah,
I think, in terms of what's going to happen. So I got them winning 2-1.
Okay, so a close match. Okay.
I would say, yeah, it's going to be close, but I think it's going to be something bit of special out of nowhere from somebody to get them across the line to get a result as a win. I think they get the win 2-1.
Okay. Yeah, I could see that. They're both fighters on each side, so a little home pitch, home field advantage, and who knows what can develop out of that. But you know, I'm going a little bit different, Joe. I do think it's going to be a close game, but I don't think Rayo is going to be able to shut down that left side that I was referring to earlier. And because of that, I think that Villarreal is going to come out of this with a big win, get 3 points. The question is, what's the goal differential, right? That's the big one for me. I do think it's going to be a close game, but things happen in a close game, and PKs, corners can just alter the outcome and the momentum shift completely, even though it's unexpected. So for whatever reason, my gut is saying 3-1 Villarreal, even though it's going to be a well-contested and fun match to watch.
Okay. That could be exciting. I could see that happening. Looking forward to see what the result unfolds.
Yeah. Hopefully everyone out there gets a chance to tune in. Should be a fun match and enjoy the game. And as always, thank you for listening. Please hit that like and that subscribe. That would mean a lot. And support us here at the Pitch Pod. Till next time.